These Hands, from the short story collection Comfort and Joy by James Ross. Read by Nigel Lynch. Produced by Warm Winter Studios. I've met some prophets, most were charlatans or deluded or both, but not this one, so why play along? It was just politics, that's all. Choose your battles this year, and it wasn't worth arguing with those bloody priests and their bloody book. Jealous shaman waving shreds of power in front of their raggedy flock, their people, clinging to their own tiny, desiccated piece of action. And this prophet had form, they told me. He'd crossed the line somewhere, like they all do eventually, and they were determined to see him hanging. It was politics. That was the crux of the matter. There was no evil in him. The goodness and truth leaked from him like light through a shutter, and his disdain for their intrigues was palpable. And I think that appalled them, because he called them on it, their sins and their veniality and their power trips. He saw them for what they really were, saw them naked and grasping and godless. He refused to be impressed by them, and it was killing them. So they killed him. My job? To keep the streets safe, to quell rebellion, dampen thoughts of unrest. Collect taxes, of course. And paperwork, lots of it. Because they're a stroppy lot. They're very touchy. Ever ready to take insult. Little man syndrome, if you ask me. And the width of an entire nation. But this guy, I had no interest in him either way. He just stood there while they bellowed at him and quoted passages from their book right back at them. So they tore their beards and wailed at him, and he seemed unafraid. Was unafraid. There was no doubt he was trouble, a charismatic smart ass, and there was a purpose in his actions. But it was nothing to me, or the state, not our problem. I was reluctant to intervene. So I gave them a loophole to save their fractured tender pride, a get-out-of-jail-free card. Typically, they took that the wrong way, because they're a cross-grained bunch, and the crowds were persuaded to chant the wrong name, so the skinny guy went to the nail and the cross, his only crime refusing to subscribe to their florid madness, while a bloody terrorist got to walk free. I left them to it. I went back to my quarters for some bread and wine, shouted at my slave for warm, clean water and a small scrubbing brush. I needed to wash the filth from my hands. And then the following month, another prophet. And another. And another. An endless procession of wide-eyed madmen frothing at the mouth and quoting their sodden text at each other. Where do they all come from? The desert? The wilderness must be full of buggers wandering about in rags, setting fire to the undergrowth. I can't wait for my next post in somewhere less argumentative. Give me Germans with their spears. At least they stab you in the front. I've heard they're growing vines in Gaul to make wine fit for a Roman consul. Or Rome even, dear, yes. A posting to Rome would be the pinnacle. Anywhere but this sandpit of priests and that bastard of a book. These Hands, from the short story collection Comfort and Joy by James Ross. Read by Nigel Lynch. Music by David Wilson. Produced by Warm Winter Studios.